I'm David, 9 years old, reading Mr. Wilby's Christmas Tree by Robert Barry. Mr. Wilby's Christmas Tree came in by a special delivery, full of the freshest, lineish green the biggest tree had ever seen. He dashed downstairs to open the door. This was the moment he'd waited for. A magnificent tree. Splendid, he cried. Please, sir, won't you carry it right inside? I think it might look best this year, right in the parlor corner here. Once the tree stood in its place, Mr. Wilby made a terrible face. The tree touched the ceiling and it bent like a bow. Good heavens, he gasped, something must go. Baxter the butler was called on in haste to chop off the top, thought, though it seemed quite a waste. That's great, Mr. Wilby cried with glee. Now we can start to trim my tree. When the trimming was well underway, the top was placed in a silver tray. Baxter said, I know who would be delighted with this Christmas tree. So it was presented to Miss Anna
Adelaide,
Miss Wilby's upstairs maid. Wouldn't this tree be a pretty sight when I have it trimmed later tonight? But on the top, oh dear, I'm so afraid it will have to be cut, sighed Mrs. Adelaide. So with scissors sharp and long, she snipped off the top while she hummed a song. That little treetop caught the eye of Tim the gardener passing by. He certainly was not to see that little tree thrown out. He hurried home straight away to see what Mrs. Tim would say. Fa-la-la-la. Surprise, surprise. His wife could not believe her eyes. But our house, she said, is so snug and small, I don't believe we need it at all. Fa-la, fa-la. And before Tim had a chance to shout, she cut off the top and threw it out. Barnaby Bear was paddling by. It almost hit him in the eye. Now who would throw away a tree so very close to Christmas Day? I'll take it home. That's what I'll do. Look, Mama Bear, it's a present for you. Isn't it a pretty tree? Yawned Barnaby quite drowsily, but Little Bear, standing off far, cried, that tree won't hold a star. Barnaby said, let's cut a hunk off the bottom and here at the trunk. But Mama Bear just shook her head and sliced off the treetop instead. Jolly, jolly, Barnaby with a kick. He said with a kick, Mom, that surely was just the right trick. Let's trim it with bells and holly rings, some berries and tinsel and popcorn and strings. Mama said, trim just as you like. I've got a tidy up for the night. This top we won't need anymore. I'll put it just outside the door. Later that frosty night, Frisky Foxy came into sight. He spied the treetop, rubbed his chin, opened his sack, and scuffled the top in. He scampered home and jumped his gate His Christmas present couldn't wait. It's even better than a mice meat pie, said Mrs. Fox with a happy sigh. Then the foxes saw that the Christmas prize just a wee bit oversized. Oh, my dear, don't you worry. I'll fix this top now with a hurry. Benjamin Rabbit found it then just outside of Fox's den. It seems, he thought, most certainly Santa left that for my family. Look, he cried, see the tree I found. He called his family all around. They were merrymaking, riding in frosting, and carrot shaking, celebration around the tree. All were happy as rabbits could be. Benjamin Rabbit, with his own hand, sliced a carrot and made a stand. Let's see how this will look on our little chimney nook. But right away, his children cried, look at this, it's leaning off one side. It's too tall. That's all, said Mrs. Rabbit. And I thought in the summer carrot off the chop and threw it away the top. Mr. Mistletoe Mouse just happened to see the tiny tip of the Christmas tree and pulled it through snow and ice up some stairs and fell down twice. He reached his cozy house. It's just the right side, said Mrs. Mouse. And then at the top, if you please, put the star on it made out of cheese. Oh, wasn't it grand to have a tree exactly like Mr. Wallaby?